just knowing that you're looking back, that's really
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Some new warnings just 2 weeks from Election Day. CBS's Allison Keyes is in Washington.
A U.S. intelligence official tells reporters that Russia, China, and Iran may consider violence and physical threats before, during, and after the election. The official says those nations are also highly likely to conduct post-election disinformation operations to create uncertainty.
Former President Trump, courting Latino voters today, says he has people watching the election.
We have a lot of lawyers working. We have lawyers working. Numbers of lawyers that nobody's ever seen before.
Former Republican officials are asking the Justice Department to investigate Trump ally Elon Musk's big money contest payouts to voters in battleground states. Michael Kang is a law professor at Northwestern University.
I don't think it's legal. He doesn't really care about getting people to sign a petition. What he really wants to do is get people who he thinks are going to vote for Trump but aren't registered to register to vote.
CBS's Stacey Lynn has more on what voters who mail in ballots should know.
If your signature doesn't match, your ballot may end up in the trash.
Your signature is compared to the one on file. That's usually when you get registered to vote.
For some of us, that was a long time ago. But Ben Hovland, the chairman of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, says
some states may have a number of your signatures over time on file, and they'll look to make sure that those match.
And your mail-in ballot will get rejected if you don't get it there on time.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel, his 11th Mideast trip since the start of the war at Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it's about trying to get a ceasefire.
Hopes aren't high. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the war against Hamas will continue. They've just been battering Gaza under heavy bombardment in recent days from north to south. That's hampering aid that's going to civilians.
At the University of Minnesota.
Hey, Georgia!
A group calling for the school to divest from companies that invest in Israel occupied a campus building.
We still are encouraging and want the university to fully divest both academically and economically.
11 people were arrested. In a speech to global economic leaders, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned against isolationism as she touted the U.S. economy.
The U.S. is significantly outperforming its peers. We're now working to sustain this momentum, including through major investments in infrastructure, advanced manufacturing, and clean energy that other countries have sought to emulate.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 81 points, the S&P is down 16, and the NASDAQ is off 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Downtown Racine will see impacts due to Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz' event at Memorial Hall today. Walz will be coming from appearances in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Getting people to vote early is the main reason for the Racine visit. Racine and Kenosha do have different early voting options. Racine offers multiple locations and drop boxes. Kenosha has a single location for early in-person voting. That's downtown at the Municipal Building. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposed 0.5% sales tax tonight. Leaders in Racine County are trying to do the same thing. Critics argue the Waukesha County tax is excessive, aiming to address a $5 million deficit with a tax that could raise $60 million annually. The Racine Unified School Board is considering renaming Red Apple Elementary after local astronaut Laurel Clark. The board moved ahead that plan last night. And Racine's Reef Point Marina renovation project has been approved. It includes wider docks and some new facilities. Demo work is scheduled to begin next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still comfortably warm today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
And it's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, you just call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's not the contest line. This is a business line, 262-634-3311. 3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's ad.
The rest of the story. It was the first year of the modern pentathlon, the first time it had been included in the Olympic Games, and competitors the world over quietly grumbled that the Swedes had stacked the deck. The Summer Games were being held in Sweden that year to begin with, and the Swedish Olympic Committee had devised the five events of which the pentathlon would be comprised. But the Americans had a surprise, and his name was George. The modern pentathlon was made up of swimming, running, steeplechase riding, fencing, and pistol shooting, and in all five events, George was by every measure outstanding, particularly in marksmanship. So, the young Californian trained hard, arrived in Stockholm brimming with self-confidence. George, whose rigorous preparation included fighting the currents off Catalina, placed seventh in the swimming finals. Remarkable on horseback since boyhood, he finished sixth in the steeplechase. A naturally gifted swordsman, he comfortably produced 20 victories to rank fourth in fencing. And then George, the former track star, thrilled the spectators with a powerful third-place finish in the grueling 500-meter foot race. His consistency confounded the Swedish competitors who had hoped to sweep the medals and more. But now it appeared an American named George was headed for the coveted gold. All that was left was the pistol shoot, perhaps George's strongest event. On the day before the finals, he stood alongside his rivals at the shooting line and broke the world record. Shattered, the others withdrew to their quarters to await what seemed like destiny. But this is the rest of the story. The following day, the pentathletes assembled solemnly at the range and one by one faced their targets. Then the score counting began, and when the scorers had finished, to the utter amazement of everybody present, spectator and athlete alike, it was determined that George had missed the entire target. Not once, but twice. His other shots were phenomenally accurate, bullseyes, characteristic of George's skill, but for some reason, two of the rounds he fired seemed to vanish into thin air. The result was heartbreaking. For now, out of a field of 32 shooters, George had finished in 21st place, which dragged his overall ranking out of medal range. He was to finish number five. Well, as predicted, the Swedes cleaned up, winning six of the top seven places in the pentathlon. But George was as gracious in defeat as he had been formidable in competition, and it was many years after his death that one historian reviewed the evidence, suggesting that what really happened that summer day in 1912... It's logical to assume, he concluded, considering George's tremendous skill with a pistol and his world record-wrecking performance just the day previous, that the two rounds which seemed to miss their target altogether had instead, in fact, passed cleanly through two of the other holes already clustered near the center of the bullseye. And thus, by two shots, which may have been too good, did the former West Point cadet fall to fifth place in the first modern Olympic pentathlon. Whereafter, he returned home and fought his way onto the pages of history otherwise as General George S. Patton. And now you know the rest of the story.
Local news and timeless hits are here on WRJN, 67 degrees right at this moment, but Enjoy it today because it's going to drop down in the 50s tomorrow, plus rain later this afternoon. Here's Stevie Wonder.
I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
But I don't fit with society.
A great dance song at WRJN Jackson 5 ABC. I'm Cindy Huber, artist of record. Our last week, the whole month of October just ended just like that. Oh my gosh, I hate it when it happens. In fact, today, super nice day. If you got a second, go out and enjoy the warmth, all right, because the rain is a-coming and the temperature going to be a-dropping, and Cindy's going to be really, really depressed tonight, which is fine because I've got some champagne at home and some orange juice, you know, one of those mimosas late at night. Never heard anybody did it. All right. Artist of record. We are going to be playing Good Lovin'. Wait, did I? Right. Good Lovin'. Did I? Oh, did I forget the song I'm playing? 1, 2, 3. Good Love. Yes. Rascals. And sometime before 1 o'clock today, you'll win the album from that. If you're my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And that album will come courtesy of Time and Again Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, somebody will win a record player of which to play their vinyl on this Friday right here at WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you, but
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Hits, God only knows. It's WRJN. That's the Beach Boys there. Tomorrow on Don Rosen's show, and he's got the best guests. And I just love Don Rosen's interviewing technique. He's just awesome. Except when I try to bounce off of him, like, hey, what do you think about? That could be my fault. Who knows? But with Don Rosen, tomorrow he's going to have Rory Graves on his show with stories from her book, Haunted Racine. Now, keep in mind that he had a couple of different ghost experts. And the rest of that day, I kept seeing shadows. And it was awfully cold in the room. I'm not blaming him or his guests or anything. But, you know, it makes you wonder. But tomorrow it's going to be Rory Graves. And she's going to tell us where all the haunted areas are in Racine, because she knows. She wrote a book about it. And she's on Don Rosen's show tomorrow right here on WRJN. So you check in with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early voting is the reason for the Racine rally with Waltz today. The vice presidential candidate and Minnesota governor is first in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Then he'll come to Racine for an event tonight at Memorial Hall. Before the Dairy State, it was The Daily Show, with Walls asked last night by Jon Stewart about his highest achievement as governor.
Free breakfast and lunch for kids. Couple that with, you know, early childhood, couple that with paid family medical leave or whatever. And the philosophy we have, and this is what I know Kamala agrees in, you're either going to buy school buses and school meals are prison buses and prison meals. It makes more sense to vote on the front end.
The answer is a common line in many of Walz's speeches. There will be traffic impacts around Memorial Hall. Racine and Kenosha do early voting a little differently. Today is the kickoff of that process, with more at myvote.wi.gov. City of Kenosha residents have the municipal building downtown as the sole location for early in-person voting. In Racine, voters can choose from 7 locations, including City Hall and various community centers. Each site has different dates and times for voting. Racine is using drop boxes. Kenosha is not. A list of Racine drop box options is listed on the city's website. And a renovation project for Racine's Reef Point Marina has received final approval. The plan includes wider floating docks, a new sewage collection system, and high-speed fueling options. The marina will also be reconfigured to allow larger boats. Demo work is set to start next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still comfortably warm today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
We'll be right back.
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. Got the Righteous Brothers coming up, CCR, down on the corner. And right now, Diana Ross and Supremes.
His bones in the face, and solos for a while. No more.
the news and timeless hits, WRJN. Back in the day, I'm going to take you back over to 1984, 85, and I was a snot-nosed DJ in a Mason City, Iowa radio station playing 45s, 33s, and on Sundays, the occasional 78 RPMs. But the biggest problem was if I had like a question mark, like who should I play next, that the people won't turn off the radio, it was always CCR, especially in Iowa. I could have just done nothing but CCR radio, and now I could, you know, podcast or something like that. Hey, the Packers season continues on WRJ, and Sonny's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars start with pregame at 10, kickoff at noon, and Packer football on WRJ, and it's sponsored. Just give me a second of coffee here. Oh, that stupid smoker's cough. But anyway, I quit a long time ago, so no preaching. All right, Packer football and WRJ, and is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And please thank our Packer sponsors for bringing live Packer football right here every Sunday or whenever they're playing on WRJN.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Lonely time.
Even to today, that's still a brilliant song from the Righteous Brothers. Unchained Melody. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJ. And wait, didn't I do that? I haven't done that Artist of Record contest yet. What do I got to? To one? Well, then that means Rascal's Good Lovin' must be really close. 262-634-WRJN.
Hey, where did we go?
Can you hear me play the song?
Days when the rains came.
Call number five.
Down.
I hope it's you.
Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping. And you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la
la la
la la.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The former CEO of a major company is among those charged with sex trafficking. Michael Jeffries headed up the retailer